Storytel is an English Bisaya storytelling podcast.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think one way to establish connection with friends or people you want to get close with is paano ba? You can also give a bit of yourself so that they'd be comfortable to give a bit of themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
So parang if you share a lot about, you know, if you feel comfortable sharing about your personal life, then somehow they would also feel that way na, he's okay sharing those stuff with me, then maybe I can share those stuff with him as well.
And I think that's true. Parang you have to give a bit of yourself so that the other people can also give something back, diba?
Yeah, parang they would see that, you know, I can trust this person because he's giving me those information about him. So yeah, I guess I can trust him naman. It's really about building trust and respect to each other.
Mm-mm. That's true.
Yeah, so syempre, the stuff you have to give, you have to choose kung ano yung mga information that I know. But again, for me kasi my purpose is to be able to help the person with his struggles or her struggles. So that's why I'm that's my strategy.
But do you have parang a time when you feel like ikaw na lang yung you're the only one talking na lang and parang it's your show and not your person, the other person's show, parang kinukuha mo yung spotlight, ganun?
Yeah, that's true. Alam mo, I have been approached by a lot of teenagers who are going through depression.
Mm-mm.
And they're having suicidal thoughts.
Mm.
And one thing that I learned about that, talking about people with mental struggles or emotional struggles talaga, is to listen, really.
Mm.
So sometimes kasi we tend to, parang feeling natin if we talk a lot, magaling tayo. But then in those situations, the more it will listen. That's true. It's better to just listen kasi emotional struggles are really hard po na eh. Parang it's hard for them to express it. So if you find a way to listen to them, not just verbally but even to their gestures, even to their body language, then you'd be able to understand them talaga eh.
I think isa din yun sa like one of the problems for other people din. Because I'm sure most of us have friends na who have experienced those depressive states, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't know how to react to them. Like, should I talk more? Should I say okay lang yan? Or should I be okay with the awkward silence? Ganon. So, like, mm-hmm. what do you think should be the right parang response to somebody who's trying to tell you na, oy, I'm feeling something bad? How are you supposed to approach that kind of conversation?
For me, what works for me is to really make sure that the person knows that I'm there for him or for her. Because I think most of the reasons that they go through that is they feel alone with their struggles. But if you show up and if you make sure that, you know, you're there for them, parang it gives them assurance that at least there's one person who's for me, who's, you know, supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, pandemic times, you cannot do that because we cannot just go out, right? But in a normal situation, let's just say, spending time with that person still is, you know, they'd appreciate it, eh, for sure.
So would you say na, for example, if there's a friend na he's saying, I feel bad, tapos you're going to tell him, I'm here, and what, are you supposed to change the topic agad? Like, oh, let's play na lang ganun so that you can forget, or is that too insensitive?
That's okay. I have to make this clear. I am not a licensed counselor. Okay. I cannot be give advices on that because I am not a licensed counselor. However, I can listen and I can give insights from what the Bible says because that's my background.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just for everybody's clarity, I am not a licensed counselor, so please do not quote me on these things. But So what I do when a person is very sad and approaches me is that, you know, I spend time with that person. I gauge if I wait for him to open the topic.
Mm.
I don't force it out of him. I wait for him to be the one to start it. And then while I'm with that person, I just, you know, just hang out, spend time, kain, syempre masarap kumain.
Universal. Diba?
Oh, universal language yan yung pagkain. So, and then, until, you know, that time that you guys spent together eating and spending the whole day, somehow, I'm pretty sure magiging comfortable siya with you.
Mm.
And then, yun, you would be able to find the right time to ask about it if he does not even open about it.
Mm.
You would be, ano naman, you would feel it. You would see that the right time is there.
Mm. And I also read something about that there are three ways to get close to somebody daw. Mm-hmm. It's called the three T's. So the first T is time together. Yeah. So parang if you spend a lot of time together, eventually you will get close. That's sort of parang normal, diba?
Yeah.
The second T would be talking. So of course, if you talk to somebody, you open up and you get closer with a different person. And finally, the last T is touch. But it's weird kasi touch. But if you think about it sa childhood mo, you have friends that you just met tapos you guys play parang tago-tagoan or like habol-habolan, di ba? You instantly get close.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, 'cause there's a familiarity when you're comfortable with touching other people in a good way.
Yes. It's very similar also with from the seminars that I attended, like diba may different love languages. Right. So there are five. There's the encouraging words, spending quality time,
gifts,
physical touch, giving, and then what's the other one?
I forgot
the other one.
Time, words.
Yeah. Oh, meron yang isa pa. So, I think it's in those situations then that you get to connect with another. Acts of service.
Acts of service.
It's another way for you to, you know, connect with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cuz you know, love is a language. That's
for some language learners.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of developing connection, so I heard that there are five levels of deep conversation.
Okay.
Now, why this matters is parang we have friends and we only talk about the parang superficial stuff, and that's completely okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanna learn or if you wanna know somebody from a personal or like deeper level, there are five levels daw. So,
okay.
For level one, parang there's this thing called the basic level. And you talk to somebody about parang relationship endeavors, family issues, hypothetical things like what if ganito ganito, and religion as well. So, the level one, it gives you parang a general feel for the person's moral compass. So, you'll know where they stand. You'll know, like, if you were born in the 70s, how would you feel about ganito, ganito? How do you feel about abortion? How do you feel about this and that? So, that's level one, to talk about somebody.
Mm-hmm. Parang ano siya, no? Knowing more about the insights of that person.
Yeah.
On those topics.
It's basic pa. And I think most of us are already talking about this with our current friends.
Yeah.
Kaya nga, it's level one.
Mm-hmm.
And then level two, here's where they put religion, insecurities, and embarrassing personal stories. So it's a little bit deeper. It's something na people might take against you, but you are open to telling other people.
Yeah. Mga embarrassing ano, moments sa school.
Mga something that people will never forget, but you're already open to your friends knowing about it.
Then later on, you're just gonna laugh at it. Diba?
And it's nice to know, diba? It's nice to talk to somebody about your embarrassing moments or moments that you failed at some point, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes everybody human, right?
That's true. Next, level three, we have something about morality, the future, and honest friendship feedback. Parang we're confronting at this point na, like, I don't like this part about you. Ganon. And normally, most of the people stop around this level kasi when you try to point out something in somebody, they run away or they feel bad about it, diba?
I think that's where the test of true friends happen.
That's true. That's true.
Diba? Like, you know, a true friend will tell you that you have gulay on your teeth.
Diba?
Pero yung mga regular, nahihiya silang sabihin sa'yo.
Right, it's not my job to do that though.
Oo, diba?
Ayun. So, level three of deep conversation, it's more about confrontation. And, paano ba to? Like, this is the part where it gets really, really uncomfortable though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard kasi when you confront somebody, parang the goal is to help that person, di ba?
Initially, di ba?
be a better person. So, if that person responds in a different way, yung pag lumayo sa'yo, then, alam mo yun, I'm sure there was hurt involved, but I know that you were able to be a true friend to that person.
Would you say that you're confrontational pa? Like, if you don't like something in somebody, sasabihin mo ba?
Ako, ano, depends on our level of relationship.
Pero not normally. Like, you don't point out na, I didn't like this part about you, ganon.
Ako hindi. I'm really more open with, you know, everybody's, parang maybe it's his preference, so sige, pagbigyan natin today.
But ayun, how about the other way around? Like, if somebody confronts you, how would you handle it?
I'd appreciate that. Kasi it's not every day that, you know, somebody gets to try to help you.
But that's true. No.
In that way. Yeah, I think I'm going back to your first question. If I'm confrontational, I think when I see something that's gonna help the other person more, and bawa in his, for example, music skills or podcast skills, ganyan, I would really try to push that person para, diba? Sayang potential eh, diba, Pao?
What? Ako, on the other hand, completely different, not confrontational. Parang if there's something that I don't like in somebody, wala talaga. Plus, it's a bad term, plastikan, but more on professional na lang. I don't want to talk about it, but I'll just kinikimkim ko na lang. And I know it's bad, but I just don't like confrontation and conflict kasi.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I think you have to also give a parang there's a line kasi with being confrontational at work. Kasi when you're at work, parang kailangan mo yun na maging open with everybody kasi of course it's work.
Ah, that's true.
Right? And if you become passive aggressive at work, parang medyo mahirap kasi parang mangyayari.
Ah, oh, that's true. Yeah. So, yun. And I also, I mean, initially I don't like to be confronted kasi it feels like a personal attack. But that's very childish. I get that. Pero, parang, on the other hand of that, on another perspective, it's also hard to confront somebody. So if somebody confronts you, you should, parang, you should, anong tawag nun? Appreciate the fact that they're doing that because it's not easy.
I also think it's ano din, it's in the way they deliver their message, diba? Kasi sometimes that's why we feel that we're being attacked kasi parang maybe the delivery of the way they talk talagang very offensive, and sometimes giving gentle answers pa rin, diba, makes everything better.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Kaya parang maraming ano, maraming misunderstanding in corporations, in work, in families.
Kasi they're avoiding this one.
Oh, they're avoiding that one. And at the same time, every person has his own culture.
Oo.
Diba? Has his own way of talking. So sometimes if you don't know na si ganyan, paggalit na naman nagsabi. Pero for that person pala, normal way of talking lang yung ganun. So, it's really about knowing each other and respecting each other sa ano din talaga eh. Culture, preference, ganun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm, that's true. But it's not easy.
It's not easy at all.
It's not easy.
Uh-oh.
Okay, next, level 4. This is about legacy and souls na daw. So, when you're comfortable with talking about what you want to leave behind or what you want to achieve, yung parang dreams mo, and talking about, do you think it's possible na may soul in this world? Ganun. Mm-hmm. So, parang, this is more of extending your consciousness into something else. So mm-hmm. it's a little bit deeper kasi nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Parang I think the dreams, diba, sometimes we try to keep it to ourselves because I don't know.
You don't want to look mayabang or...
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Parang it's a way that we can get rid of our... we connect when we take off our mask of pride.
That's true.
Diba? I think that's how I understood the level 4.
Yeah. And ayun. So last but not the least, yung level 5. The level 5 conversation is about the all end question. What happens after after the finish line? Ayun. So
yeah.
Ayun.
I think that part is what you feel afterwards on that person. And what you, and if you're gonna parang be friends with, if you're gonna decide to be friends with that person.
Parang you'll be comfortable talking about your own death, siguro. Like what you want to leave behind.
Yeah.
Parang it's sort of a family side na conversation. So it has to be somebody that you're really, really close with. So you could have conversations like, if I die, could you help my family? Ganon. Kasi at the end of the line, of my death, I'm trusting you to take care of my family din. Ganun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah, parang when everything is at stake.
Mm-mm.
Wala nang no holds barred na.
Oo. You just want to talk about the meaning of life ganun, at that point.
Yes.
Those are the different kinds of levels of communication. So, if you guys learned anything or you had any takeaways from it, I hope meron. Ikaw, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Yeah, I like what you shared to me on your notes. that says a quote by Nelson Mandela. Right? Speak to somebody in a language that they know, you're talking to their brains. But when you speak to somebody in their native tongue, it means you're talking to their hearts. I think it's another way to just like what the both of us did, diba? We were trying to learn Filipino Sign Language so that we can connect with the deaf community.
That's diba? True.
And it's different when you try to. We appreciate. They appreciate if we try to connect with them by writing on paper or showing them what we're trying to say.
But it's different if you're actually. Speaking
the language, which is sign language. Yeah.
So, ayun, if anybody is interested, maybe you guys can ask me. And of course, support DJ James on Saved Radio.
Yay, thank you.
Sige. So, ayun, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Tune in every Monday for a new episode. Story to Tell Podcast is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you liked this episode or if you had any takeaways that you got from this meaningful episode, charot, please like, share, comment on our social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Story to Tell.
Yay!
Have a nice day, everybody, and see you next week for the next story I'm about to tell. Thank you.